So, Jerry, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the Donegal Ultra 555 race, I want to go back to what got you into these kind of ultra endurance events in the first place. Where did it all begin for you?
Well, I suppose I took up cycling late as opposed to Wall Street. I was into my 40s before I started my linear pedals mark, and did a little road racing and this and that. I suppose at the age, nerves and things were never what they should be for road racing and that type of thing. And I always enjoyed against the clock, whether it be time trialing or hill climbing, was more of my thing. Racing myself, I suppose, and trying to get the best out of myself. So I suppose, lo and behold, COVID arrived, and with little to no more events, I started to up the mileage, just do a little bit more miles, I suppose, more hours on the bike. Quite enjoyed knocking out the long miles, and just decided then to have a go at the likes of Donegal 555. It just came on the radar. Did it originally in 21 with the intention of just hoping to finish it. Didn't probably think I'd finish it. Completely green, you know, got nutrition, pacing, everything else. Because the important thing is wrong, I suppose. So it was a big learning curve. And quite enjoyed it and just kicked it on from there, I suppose, Mark. Got the bug for the long miles, I suppose, type of thing. And I suppose literally on those events, you're racing yourself. You're trying to get the best out of yourself over the course of the distance that's provided.
That's it, and now you find yourself a two-time winner of the Donegal Ultra 555 race. This is the 10th year of that particular event, and you're gearing up for another stab at it this weekend.
Yes, indeed, Mark. So, I quite enjoy it. I love the scenery, the roads. Charles and Michael have put a lot of work into it and very well run and organised. So it's a great event to do, like, for us. You know, you get to see all the sights and that type of thing. So it's nice even to get out of your county and experience different roads and different countryside and that type of thing, you know. So, we're back to give it another crack and see how it goes.
I just want to go back to your first win in 2022. What was your mindset heading into that event? Did you go in thinking, I'm going to try and win this, or was winning more of a byproduct of training hard and getting in to try to do your best?
Yeah, winning was a complete byproduct. I don't think you can ever be, you know, confident enough in your training that you can win on the day, because, like, as anyone would have, you know, up on a 20-hour, so many things can go wrong during the day, whether it be mechanical or, you know, your body just leaves you down, you don't get your nutrition right, your gut doesn't stay absorbing carbs and all of that type of thing. So, you're really trying to get the best out of yourself. If win or a result, you know, not so much to win, but a podium or whatever becomes possible, but that's an added bonus. But really, it's about, you know, getting the best out of yourself, doing as much training as that's allowed to you, you know, with work and family, etc., and just getting the most out of them on the day type of thing. So it's a personal goal, really, you know. You always want to do well, whether winning or is relative, I suppose, to your training and your fitness and your ability. But, you know, you can get as much, like the first year I did it was back in 21. Like I said, with the intention of just hoping to finish it. And I finished fourth that year. Like, I probably got more a kick out of that than the two wins after type of thing, because it was such an unknown. And actually to finish it and then the good result was, you know, a great sense of achievement type of thing.
You mentioned the race organisers, Sean McFadden and Michael Black. We actually had them in with us at the weekend there, and we were asking them about the kind of training that goes into preparing for such an event. It was interesting to me that Michael suggested that the mental approach to the race is almost as important as the physical training you do in the build-up. Is that something you can relate to, and maybe what's your preparation been like over the past couple of weeks or even months?
Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, you are racing yourself, and like there is parts of the race that, you know, it's going to go maybe slightly pear-shaped, that you're going to feel desperate, and you're, you know, maybe at 250k and not even halfway there, and wondering how are you going to finish this. So you have to play mind games with yourself. And the right, you know, I'm in a 20-kilometer headwind situation, and it's going to get better after this, and didn't realize maybe everyone else is feeling bad or worse or whatever. So you play kind of mind games and keep encouraging yourself on. And of course, the support team come in big into play there. That we have radio contact, and the guys supporting you are, you know, picking you on and giving you a bit of confidence that everything is fine, and eat up, or, you know, drink a little bit more, or eat a little bit more, and get over the bit of a lull you're in. And suddenly you'll find that, you know, you're actually good again. The speed has come up, you're in a smoother part of the course or whatever it might be. So you just have to, you know, be deep at times and get through type of a story. Like, it's not easy to anyone, you know. If you're going to push yourself, you're going to come across the bad patches. And as for training, then, like, you know, everyone has a different idea to how you should train for an ultra event. But we can just lay out a block. I have a coach and he's very good. We upped the training obviously closer to it and put in a couple of decent long rides and shorter intense training in between during the week when you don't have time for long rides. So you mix and match, I suppose, Mark, and just try and get as much done over the period of time that's allowed to you, kind of, you know.
So you're obviously a seasoned endurance athlete at this stage, Gerry. If there happens to be any less experienced athletes out there taking part in this for the first time, maybe it's their first time doing this, like an event of this magnitude, and they're a wee bit nervous, would you have any advice for them?
I suppose, look, the main thing is let the event come to you. Don't push it from the start. It's a long event, like whether it's the 2:22 or 3:33 or 5:55. You know, the first, we'd say in the 5:55, I suppose, what I'm used to, like the first half of the race, it wanted to be, you know, you're leisurely, still a cycle type of a thing, because there's plenty of time after that to hurt yourself or push yourself on. So, like, you wouldn't want to obviously go out with the guns blazing trying to set quick times or quick average speeds or whatever it is. And, like, I suppose the other thing is keep eating, you know, because you're burning so many calories there. You're out for so long, you know, you have to keep fuel. I think some people don't look at fueling, how important it is. But pacing and fueling, I suppose, two simple things, you know. Don't overdo it, kind of. There's plenty time and plenty of road there to pick it up if you feel, you know, you've energy in the last third of it or something like that. So I suppose that'd be my main advice. Navigation, I suppose, from the likes of come from Kerry originally, been on the road, or everything would have been alien to. So, you know, having good homework done on the route and a good system of tracking the route is hugely important, because the last thing you want to do is make a wrong turn and realise you're gotten whatever, maybe 3 or 5 or 10K out of your way, and you have to reroute, kind of thing. That's kind of mind-blowing if that happens, you know. So there's just the basic things that was marking, you know, to try and get them right.
What about the Donegal coastline, Gerry? We're very proud of it up here, but do you really get the chance to appreciate the beauty of the likes of Horn Head when you're in the depths of the race?
You do indeed, Mark. You do. Like, of course, you're concentrating on, you know, potholes or whatever it might be, type of thing, but like every now and again, of course, you're taking it in, like, the first year, I suppose, like some Amor, Glengarry, Cardin, Head, you know, finding all these places that you know, you'd hear of and all that. Like, I probably would never get the reason to cycle them only for an event like this. So it's great to, I suppose, you're ticking a box with one thing. Like, any guy in endurance and like cycling, you're always looking for a different challenge in a different area or a different route. And just to say you know you cycle the likes of Amor and Glengarry, it's to have all those in the route, kind of a thing, you know. And like, fair play to the boys, they've put a lot of work into, you know, getting elevation into it and getting all these iconic climbs and things for the likes of ourselves. So, you know, you hear guys in cycling doing these and the likes of the Ross Tolson and things like that. So it's great for the likes of us wannabes, I suppose we'll put it, being able to cycle this route type of a thing and taking all these climbs in the one day, you know. So it's fair play to him, you know.
Yeah. Finally, Gerry, what are your ambitions for this weekend, be it time-wise or finishing in certain positions, or maybe you have another goal in mind for yourself?
I'm just going to go as quick and as hard as I can, kind of thing, Mark. I don't put ambitions, because over the 3 years I've done it, it's from the quickest to the slowest, there's nearly an hour of a difference, but that's all weather related and, you know, how strong the breeze is and how long you're going to hit wind. So you can never actually put a time in it, if you know what I mean. So you just hope you're getting better at pacing and fueling and stopping and, you know, all that type of thing. So you're just, as I said originally, just to go down the best foot forward and whatever result comes at the end of it, then so be it, kind of a thing, you know.
That's it. As the Cork rowers said at the Olympics, close your eyes and pull like a dog. That's kind of a
exactly, something similar to that, Mark. Something similar to that.